Can you imagine 10 years ago being your true authentic self and putting that vulnerability out there? Never. And yet I think people are really coming around and thinking, okay, vulnerability isn't a weakness, it's a huge strength to put yourself out there and say, this is who I am. Take it or leave it.
Hi, and welcome to Lead Well. Today's conversation is about something many people quietly struggle with. You might understand where your patterns come from. You might even be able to explain them. And yet, in certain moments, the same thoughts return. The same emotional loops, the same reactions. So the real question is not just why does this happen to me? The real question is why does it still shape how I think, feel, and act today? My guest today is Carrie Lafave. She has written two memoirs about her own journey through early life trauma and the long process of facing and understanding its impact. But what I'm interested in for this conversation is not just the story, which is, of course, interesting, but it's also what actually changes those patterns in real life. So, what shifts internally, moment to moment? And what can someone do differently when they find themselves stuck in the same loop again? So, warm welcome, Carrie. It's great to have you here.
Hi, Christine. Nice to meet you. This is great.
Now, in your books, you describe a childhood that had been shaped by restriction and trauma. So, what patterns from that time showed up later in everyday life, and often probably without you noticing at first?
I grew up being told what to do, what to think, where to go, who to be with, and nothing ever about who I was. And so I grew up with very, very low self-esteem, like no self-esteem, no confidence in my abilities, anything about me. It was always what I was told that I was. So growing up and going into adolescence and then into adulthood, I had a really bad picture of my identity. I had no identity. It was what anybody else wanted me to do. That's what I did. So it obviously really impacted the relationships that I chose, really unhealthy ones. And because I had no idea of who I was, and it took years for me to figure that out and to put to silence all of that old stuff, the chatter.
And when did that change? So, was there a particular moment in time? Was it a particular event? How did it happen?
It was a long process, but I was in a really abusive relationship. And I had met a friend recently who had gone through a lot of sexual abuse. And we became friends. And she noticed right away that her old patterns were my patterns. And so she started talking to me. And it was then that I started looking at my relationship with this man and realizing that he's a replica of what I grew up with. And I started looking at all the stuff I had gone through. And I ended up going into a really intensive counseling 12-week program. And that was probably the biggest turnaround for me, was to finally look at my past and see how it had made me what I was today and the relationships that I had chosen. At that time, I was in my early 30s. So I had gone through a lot before I hit that point.
Wow. And can you share a bit more in detail? So what were things that showed up in your life again and again that were linked to how you were brought up?
This being silent, like he would get angry at me one night and throw me across rooms. And I would wake up in the morning, look at my bruises, look at the holes in the wall, but not talk about it. I had to hide it and pretend that everything was fine between us. Like this was the man of my life, this was what I had chosen. And I think when I realized I'm just covering up a total lie, first of all, of the relationship, and secondly, of who I am and putting up with this crap and thinking that it was okay. It was that point that I realized I've got to become authentic. I've got to become who I really am. But the chatter, of course, never stopped for a long time after that. It continues.
And
But it was the realization. It was realizing that I can't continue like this. That was the biggest.
now a question now I have is, how did that then develop and go on? Because I can imagine that if you, the person you have been living with, he was used to your behavior. Now, when you start changing your behavior, there must be some kind of disruption. And how did that work out?
Oh, he wasn't happy. He wasn't happy at all. And I wasn't happy. And so I took it upon myself to leave the relationship. A friend that I hardly knew said to me at one point, he said, "You do not deserve what he is doing to you." And that hit me hard because I hardly knew this guy. And yet he's seen it for what it is. And he's saying, "You are better than that." And nobody had ever told me that I didn't deserve it. So to hear that and to realize he's not going to change, because we had discussions about it, and he told me, "I am who I am, and if you don't like it, then that's too bad." So that was my decision right there. I somehow found the courage to leave and strut out on my own, and I was single for a few years, but that was the best thing that ever happened, to be alone.
Wow. And you changed how you reacted to these two triggers and to the patterns. So has this gone away? So are you, are there still situations in your life today where you have to consciously react in a different way? Or is it now the new way of reacting? Has that become the new reality for you? How does that turn out?
It's probably almost a daily thing because there's always triggers. For example, after I left him and it had been one, I ended up becoming a police officer. And yet, the rapport that went on in that department was a total mirror of what my childhood had been. There were bullies, there were those that usurped their authority over someone else. You were told that this is what you have to do. You were ridiculed if you didn't do it right. So it was a total mirror of everything I had grown up with. And I didn't really realize that until after I had left the department. And then I realized there's triggers for all of us every day, and it's how we react. And I think the biggest thing for me was realizing that I had choice. I could choose to go back to the old way of saying, "Okay, I'm no good. I failed. I'm doomed for the rest of my life." Or saying that this is happening for me. And choosing a different path, a different perspective of everything that was going on around me. But it takes a lot of hard work and observing your behavior. If you don't observe what you're doing or what you're thinking, you can just slip right back into that old stuff. So it's a really conscious effort to come out of that and to do things differently.
So a lot of self-awareness,
Oh,
it's
God,
that.
yeah.
And there it's an interesting thing because we can be self-aware on different levels. And you thought you spoke about the thoughts, and then we have the emotions, and we have the sensations that we feel in the body. And I guess when there are real triggers, I guess there is a reaction from the body as well. So what were the signs that you could spot immediately that told you now it's time to probably be careful, isn't it?
Yeah, it was probably becoming silent, and I could feel myself shrinking, like I wasn't there on my authentic self. I was shrinking back, thinking, "Okay, I can't say that," putting restrictions on myself as to what I could say, what I could do. And that was probably the biggest. But as you said, it's a lot of so much of self-awareness. I can do that and not even think about that that's what I'm doing. But the more you're aware of all of those triggers and how you react to really simple things, someone gives you a dirty look as you're driving by, that can trigger me into thinking, "Oh, what did I do wrong?" Instead of saying, "Oh, they must be having a bad day." So it's really how you translate things that come your way. And it's so easy to slip back into old patterns. I think we, and I still do it. I still can catch myself and thinking, "Oh, okay, that's old stuff." And letting it go, just letting it go every day, letting it go. realizing that's not who I am. This is my true identity, who I am today. Not what I was told.
Wow. It does sound like a lot of work to me. Does it feel like work, or how does
It's
this
work.
new life feel?
It's work. But the rewards, I look at life a whole lot differently now than what I ever did.
Okay.
And I guess, and my whole spiritual awareness has changed tons from what I grew up with. Growing up, I was terrified of God. Like I was going to hell because I was no good. Now I don't buy any of that. I've totally changed my spiritual outlook that we are here for a reason, that this is Earth school. We are here to learn things, and that life is an experience that we can embrace, not fear. And I think when we embrace fear instead of love, then that's where we really run into the whole doom and gloom. So it's looking at life differently, that this is an experience, this is a journey, and we're all on a journey. And I've really discovered that we are all so much more similar than we are different. We've all gone through shit. And it's how we come out on the other side and learn. And I think a lot more people are becoming much more attuned, much more aware of that now than ever before.
Yeah, I think also because this whole idea of being more vulnerable and showing up with our authenticity is much more popular and also much more accepted by
Totally.
everyone.
Can you imagine 10 years ago being your true authentic self and putting that vulnerability out there? Never. And yet I think people are really coming around and thinking, okay, vulnerability isn't a weakness, it's a huge strength to put yourself out there and say, this is who I am. Take it or leave it.
Wow, yeah. So we all have a lot to learn, and at the other hand, I think we're all here to share something. So what would you say is your mission? What is it that you want to make sure that others understand?
You know what? We are all in this together. And to put it bluntly, life is really difficult. And if we can get that human connection with others and realize we are all the same, we all need the same things, and really show compassion and love towards other human beings rather than division, seeing someone as someone better than you are, no one is better. We are all here sharing life. And if we can do it together. And I know I read something recently about we are all here to walk each other home. And if we can embrace that attitude rather than one of division, that you're different than me, you grew up differently, rather than we are all here experiencing life, all in different ways and yet all so very similar. We all have the same needs.
Yeah,
And
same needs
just
and also,
embracing that,
yeah, same purpose
it makes a
probably as
big, big
well.
difference.
Wow. So how does, you talked about spiritual perspective on life. So how does that translate into something practical in a difficult moment? How are you leveraging your new spiritual perspective
My
when?
new perspective. No one will, not everyone's going to agree with me, but I believe we've had many lives. We learn in each life. And I believe that before we come into the next life, we make a contract with other soul family people and say, this is what my experience in this lifetime is going to be. I'm going to choose really difficult parents. I'm going to choose to be abused. And you think, what the hell would I ever choose that for? And yet, I really believe that is what we do so that we can learn. And when things happen to me that I don't like, shit happens, and I'm thinking, okay, I chose for this to happen for a reason. I chose for the people to be around me to be there for me or against me. And I've learned that sometimes our biggest tormentors are our biggest mentors. And when we embrace that attitude, when the really bad things happen, which happens to every one of us, it's to sit back and realize, okay, what can I learn from this? Instead of being the victim, being someone who can rise above that and learn. And once you can do that, life becomes totally different. It's more of an opportunity than it is a hardship. But it takes a lot of work, and I'm still there.
Yeah, I guess life,
So
it's lifelong
we're human.
learning. It's a lifelong journey,
Totally, yeah.
and I also guess it would be boring if we were all here
Oh
sitting
God.
here.
Can you imagine if everything was simple? We'd really tear each other apart.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, a lot of what you just said reminds me of Viktor Frankl and his work, and I love his saying that this is the ultimate freedom that we have as humans to choose how we respond to what's happening to
Totally,
us.
totally, yeah.
Because
And we all have that choice. And I found like earlier, oh, I was the victim in everything that happened. Poor me. And look what they're doing to me. But when you can change that around, it makes such a difference. The universe is there for us, it's not against us. And I think there's lessons that come our way over and over again in different ways, and that keeps hammering on us until we finally get it and say, okay, leave me alone now. I've got it. Now I get it. Because it's relentless.
And it's so funny because sometimes when there are so many things happening and you feel like, yeah, it's a completely different situation, completely different people involved, but there is always one thing that has not changed, and that's
That's right.
me.
Exactly. Shit, eh? It's back. Yeah. And that's the funny thing. I've gone through so much stuff and I'm thinking, okay, I've finally learned this lesson. But I think we're like an onion. There's so many layers to us that the more layers that get peeled away, the more that comes up. And you think you've learned something, you think you've put that to rest, and lo and behold, it comes back. Because it's another layer that you've got to shed that you got to deal with. It
And
makes
I also
everything.
find it really interesting because I have started this journey like 25 years ago, and I've met so many different people in the course of
It's
25 years. And I
Where does
hate
this
when I
time
say
go?
25 years and I lived through it, because that's when my parents talked about things that happened like 10 years ago or 20 years ago. I'm like, who cares?
Yeah, like exactly.
I'm the same.
That's
But people have changed as well. So I have had friends over certain periods, and my friendships and people I spend time with have changed over time quite dramatically.
totally. Yeah. It's funny because the other night, my husband and I, we were looking at old photos. Remember photographs? Remember photo albums? They're a thing of the past. But we were looking through old ones, and it's, well, this was 30, 35 years ago. And that was me. So many of the people in these photos have passed on. Like their tragedies have happened, they've died. And people that are still around were different people. And some people are still hanging on to the old stuff. Have changed drastically, and yet it's their journey, and no matter where you're at, that's where you're supposed to be. And it's just take it as it comes. Yeah.
And do the best, or try to make the best out of it. Don't just sit there and, well, I sometimes, when I'm really feeling bad, I have the tendency to blame others.
Okay.
And I know I like this idea of positive intelligence that says we have an inner judge, and it's either judging ourselves or judging others or judging the circumstances. So my
Totally.
judge is primarily judging others, but it's only when I'm feeling bad. So it's when I'm down, when I'm not my in my when I'm not centered, when I'm not grounded,
That,
that's when this
yeah.
voice comes up. And it's so interesting, really. And it's so interesting now that I'm aware of it, I can also change my conversations I have,
Yes, yes.
literally see how, like, another time they have gone in a completely different way, just because now I'm more aware and I can
Exactly.
lead a conversation in a different way, and just being much more acceptant of what the other person is telling me and trying to, relate to
Changes,
them
it really changes it, doesn't it?
makes a
Yeah.
total difference.
It makes a big difference. And I think when we're aware, like we're all energy. And when we're operating in that really low vibrational field, that's when the judgment comes in that you're not doing it right. But if we can be aware of that and really consciously try and raise our vibration to a higher level, gratefulness is a huge thing to change it. Big. And yeah, to be aware of that is huge. Just to be grateful for everything around you, and all of a sudden your whole attitude changes. It's really cool.
And also because you mentioned fear, I cannot be fearful when I'm grateful.
Exactly.
It's
It
so
doesn't go together.
interesting.
No. And love is the only thing that is real. That's what lasts. And I know with the fear, social media and everything, it has become a really fear-based society that we live in. And if you can recognize that and realize, okay, I don't need to be fearful. This is who I really am. It changes. It changes things. Yeah.
So if I asked you, or if you had to reduce everything you've learned into two or three principles that we could just take and apply in daily life.
Sure, put it on me to come up with the answers.
Absolutely.
Think, let me see now. That's a tough one. To come under the understanding that this is Earth school. We are in school and we are here to learn. That's one thing. Life is an experience. Secondly, is that we chose this experience, so how are we going to benefit from it? It's not something that's happening to go against us. It's happening for us to become more enlightened, more aligned, and to be aware of that there's so much more beyond us that we even know. We live in a galaxy of so many beings and so much more knowledge that we'll never get. And to know that and to embrace it and not to be a victim, to embrace those hard times and say, okay, I hate it. And be really honest with your feelings. Like, emotions are not wrong. If you're angry, be angry. If you're sad, be sad, but be that. Embrace your emotions and realize that, okay, I'm grateful for this human experience. Let's do it. Let's just do it.
Well, that's great. And I think we cannot end this podcast without talking about your books as well. So you have two books.
I
Do you
have
want
two
to
books.
show them?
My
And
first
you've written
one
two books, I should say.
is unfinished, and my second one was The Chrysalid. And this one was my spiritual journey to put to rest all that old chatter about God, about who I was, what I was supposed to do, and come up with my own spirituality, my own belief system that felt right for me. And everybody's different. You can have atheists, and that's perfectly fine. That's where they're at. But we all have a journey. We all have a belief system that we can take on as our own. So that's what I cover in that book. My first book covers all of the stuff that made me what I, the choices that I made as I grew older, and how I came out of that. So very personal, very honest. If you don't want any bullshit, these are the
Wow.
books. Yeah.
Definitely, definitely. And I know you've already got several awards for them, so
Thank
they
you.
are good.
I
You've got the stamp. That's
have that
wonderful.
thing. Yeah.
That's great. Other than your books, where can people find out more about you?
They are on Amazon. Just go into Amazon and pull up the titles.
Okay, wonderful. Great.
Wonderful.
Well,
Thank you.
Carrie, there are many more questions. I know we'll stay in contact.
Oh, we
And
certainly will.
there will be an opportunity for me to ask them and probably also share with my audience here. But for today, thank you so much. Thank you
I
for
so
all.
appreciate it. Yeah. And any questions out there, any feedback is wonderful. I welcome it. So let's keep it going. Let's keep the conversation going.
That we
It's
will. Thank you
fantastic.
so much.
Thank you, Christine. Bless you.
This was Lead Well. Now, what is the one thing that you're taking away from this episode? Please share in the comments below and do share the podcast with your friends and family, but only if you like it.